Mia Lovelock's new track, Taken, is the first to be released from her upcoming album, Feathers. Taken serves as both a personal reflection and a wider statement on truth-telling and healing, rooted in her Indigenous culture, connection to country and identity. To tell us more about this song and the upcoming album, the very talented Mia Lovelock is here in studio with me to share her story and her music. Mia, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, Eva.
No problem.
It's really lovely to be here.
Of course. And you look wonderful. I love the cowboy hat. You've got a red, very flamboyant cowboy hat on.
Yeah, so I've pulled this one out. I've got about three of these ones and I thought, yeah, I'm going for the red today.
You look great. Thank you so much for coming in. Your music has been described as alt country, folk and pop infused.
Yeah.
How do you find harmony across these genres?
Yeah, look, it's kind of like I have my, I do my music and it's like, oh, now what style is it? And you go, oh yeah, I can hear these parts in it, and, you know, folk, pop, country. And yeah, it's basically just expressing who you are and what comes out. So yeah, I find harmony in that.
Yeah, beautiful. And your latest release, Taken, is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
What does this song mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot to me because it's about, you know, the stolen generation, and with loss and memory and trauma, and also extends to anybody who has lost someone or having someone special close to them taken away, as intergenerational trauma gets passed down the line, and we deal with it through feelings of fear. Not really knowing how to fit into this colonial system as well. And it's very heartfelt and intimate. The production on this was a little bit more intimate. I have my production partner here as well. And, you know, we wanted to bring this to be, you know, kind of like an intimate song, which I think it comes across as that for sure.
Yeah, wonderful. And you repeat the lyrics in the song, "Why me? Why my family?" Does this repetition refer to the injustices faced by Indigenous people of Australia?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you actually picked out one of my favourite lines there. The injustice that has been placed upon Indigenous families, and that definitely explains that, you know, that we're always trying to work out, like I said, being passed down, intergenerational trauma, and we're always having to deal with that. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, it's horrible. And what can you tell us about your album, Feathers? Is this an extension of this track, or is this something completely new? Is this a new sound?
Yeah, look, Feathers, my album EP Feathers, my first EP, which I'm really excited about. And it is an extension. Like, I always like to talk about unity and justice and connection to country. So it's an extension on that. But each song is completely different to each other. And I chose the title Feathers because to represent my family totem of the Kulin Nation, Bunjil, the Wedge-tailed Eagle, and also with the Yuin Nation, the Black Duck. It's on my father's side. And also that feathers, you know, they're soft yet they're strong. And I love that representation of that title for the EP.
I love that imagery.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strong feathers. And you recently played your single launch show at the Pact Theatre on August 30th as a part of the First Sounds showcase at Sydney's Fringe Festival. What was that like? How did the audience respond?
Oh, it was really fantastic. They got great response from the audience. And it was just a really nice, thank you for the Pact Theatre for having me and the Fringe Fest. And had part of my band there, so had a live bass player and also a backup and BV's singer, DJ Sahaja. She joined me, which was amazing. So it was just really nice to be able to tell that story through my music, but also through my art. So with my live performances, I perform art as well. So yeah, I find that I feel like I'm a leader with interdisciplinary art, bringing that to the stage, with bringing a live painting on stage, bringing the music, and also wearing the designs that I make.
Wow, that's incredible. So you actually paint on stage?
I actually do, yes.
That's incredible. Wow. And then you also wear your garments that you've also created. So you're really expressing yourself in multiple forms of art here.
Yeah, I've brought it all together. I thought, you know, I've done all this and that, why not just bring it all together and into one live performance on stage? And yeah, it's different. I think it's becoming a bit more well received now. Like, when people think of music, they think of just people performing music. I like to, you know, bring something new to the stage with the music and the art and fashion as well.
Yeah, fabulous. And do you have any upcoming performances along with the release of the album?
I think there's some things in the air that might be coming, but
stay tuned.
But I have a website, mialovelock.com, and also my Instagram at mialovelock, where we will definitely post
wonderful
all those
follow
fun
her there.
Things. But yeah, definitely excited for the EP launch coming up at the Pact Theatre on the 19th. Oh, sorry, Knox Street Bar. Whoopsie, Knox Street Bar.
And when is your album releasing? What date?
It's on the 18th of September.
Fantastic. Awesome. Yeah. Mia Lovelock's brand new release, Taken, is the first single from her debut album, Feathers, dropping on the 18th of September. You heard it here first. Mia, thank you so much for joining me this morning and sharing your music with us. Up next is a track by Mia. This is Taken.